We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud of Pei Aleph, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Etzem, we're continuing the sugya of carrying on Shabbos, then lochas, you have to carry something choshev. And so the shaila is, what's the shear of an Etzem? Etzem is bone. They made used to make utensils out of bone. So what's the shear? How much bone is enough choshev to be chayev hoitzah? Kadei lasis tarvet, enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer lasis menuchof, enough that you can make a lock. And the Gemara thinks it means to make a whole lock, and therefore it's bigger than a spoon. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, what's the shear zchuchas? How much glass do you have to carry out to be chayev? Kadei ligur by roish hakarkar, enough to smooth out the roish of the karkar. What's a karkar? Karkar is a little tool that they use to straighten out the threads on the weaving loom, and had a sharp edge, and they used to use the schuchas to scrape it down to make it sharp. So, kadei ligru a roisha karkar. Tsurara evan, a little rock, a little pebble, or a stone. What's the shear? Kadei lizrik ba'if, enough to throw at a bird to chase the bird away. Rav Yaakov holds that a stone, the size to chase away a bird, is not choshev enough. Why? Because a bird does not have to be chased away with a stone. You can just scream at it, and that would make it run away. So therefore, it has to be big enough to chase away a behemoth. That's what Rav Yaakov holds. It has to be bigger. It has to be enough to chase away a behemoth. So to Gemara. In the beginning of Mishnah said that Tanna Kamma says, Etzem, the shear of Etzem, a bone is enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda says, the shear is enough bone to make a lock. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda needs more. Now we find so far that the Gemara always assumes that Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer, even a smaller shear is chayiv. Right? The Gemara, the main Radashura, the Rabbi Yehuda nafish, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's shear is bigger. You need enough, big enough to make a lock. That's bigger than a spoon. Hakayim Radashura, the Rabban nafish. Don't we know already from before that the Rabbanan shear is always bigger than Rabbi Yehuda's shear? If the Gemara Mula Chofi Pesachas, it just means the teeth of the lock. The lock had these like teeth inside the lock that when you turned the teeth and moved the cylinder or moved something. And so those teeth is much less. It's much less, and that is made out of bone, and that alone is enough to be chayav haitzah. Just the teeth of the lock, not the whole entire contraption. Just the teeth of the lock. You just have the teeth of a lock, it's tar. Why? Because it doesn't have a use. It's not useful for anything. Therefore, it's not a kli, and it cannot be a makabel tumma. Kavam pesachas, you put it together with the lock, then it's tamei. Then it's tamei, because it's one cheftza, it's one keli, and therefore, it's a makabel tumma. Rashi speaks out that it has a base kibble, because the kasha is usually something that's flat, made out of bone is not makabel tumah, just like kli matches, if it's flat, it's not makabel tumah. So Rashi answers that this Pesach has a base kibble to put the key in. So it's a base kibble, it has a receptacle, and therefore it's makabel tumah. But this is all if it's a door of a piece of furniture and it has a lock. V'shalgal, if it's from a door, av b'shechibra medelas, v'kav masmorim, even... What? Right, the whole lock is makabel tumah. It's saying it's only makabel tumah after it becomes a kli. So, but shalgal, if it's attached to the door, av apisha chibram bedelas, even though they attach the delas with kavam asmarim and put nails into it, tahirim. It's tahar. That means even if it's fully functional lock, it's still tahar. Shakala mechubal karka reyeku karka. Because anything that's mechubal karka is like karka. Here it's mechubal to the door. And it's a chubba to the door of a house, then it's like karka. Anything chubba to karka, a house is not makabel tumah. So what the Brice is saying is that if it's attached to a piece of furniture, so it's still a kli, so it's makabel tumah. But if it's attached to a house, it's not makabel tumah. And the Mishnah and Brice at the beginning just broke it up into pieces. It says that if it's just the teeth alone, it's not functional, so it's not makabel tumah. If it's part of the lock, it's makabel tumah. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Suchis. It says in our Mishnah, what's shear zchuchas? Ligur bar karka, to sharpen down the tool that you use for the weave, to straighten out the threads of the weaving loom. Tana, the Braisa says, zchuchas, Here, this braisa calls zchuches for the samach. Rashi says because loshon of soicha, which means looking, and you can look through a window. That's why it's called zchuches. And he says the reason why it's called zchuches is because it's zaka. It's clear. That's the pshat. So either zchuches or zchuches is the right way to call it. But here, the braisa is a different shear. It says the shear is k'tilav tzoyabash deini mekachas, enough that you can rip two pieces of thread at one time. And the Rishonim, I think the Meiri speaks out, that's the same shear as the shear of the Mishdok, the Lugar by Rish Karkar, it's the same exact shear. So here the Brai says the shear of Sukkot is to cut two pieces of thread. Zok the Mishdavai, that says, Tzorara Evan, Akadei Lizrek Ba'ayi, Pravlez Oimer, it's Kizir by Behema, or Rav Yaakov, Rav Yechanon, Behu Shema Geshe's Ba. That Rav Yaakov says that the shear is enough to chase away Behema, has to be a big enough rock that the Behema will feel it. If you throw it at a cow, most rocks it won't feel. It has to be a nice size rock, and that the behemoth will feel and start moving. So that's the size of rock that the behemoth will feel it. Not that the behemoth just gets scared and start moving because he thinks you're throwing something at him. It has to actually feel the rock. What's the shear of the rock? It's the weight of 10 zuz. That's how big the rock has to be, how heavy the rock has to be, in order for the animal to start moving machmas the rock. Most of the story now. Zunin, to shaila if he was a yid or a guy. Pastor Zunin was a yid. All obey medrasha. He went to the base medrash. Amlu rabbeisai avonim shavese kisei shurim mekama. What is the shear of avonim and vese kisei? What's the shaila? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either the shaila is how many rocks are you chayiv for hitza? What's enough chashud v'chayiv for hitza? And the second pshat Rashi is a guy muksa. Halacha is on Shabbos and Yontif, rocks are muta, are muksa. Rocks are muksa. Shaila is, and the halacha is, still, the Rabbanon said that makom kovid abrius, there's no problem muksa. That means that if a person has to go to the bathroom, has to wipe himself, then you're allowed to use rocks, and it's not a problem of muksa because of kovid abrius. But you only allowed the minimum. So what's the minimum amount you're allowed as not muksa? That's the two ways to learn the shaila. What's the shear? Either to allow kinuach or to that it shouldn't be that it's enough of chashu to be hoitzaah. Amalai, they answered him kezayis keegeris ukebeya. And Rashi explains that the derech was then for kinuach they used three racks. They first used a rack the size of a kezayis, a little smaller. Then an egeris, which is a little bigger than kebeya, because Rashi says with and then the bigger one and it cleans a little better and not so deep, and then kebeya. So that's the answer to him. Amalahu, so he asked him, you think when you go to the bathroom you bring in like a scale to chap like this size rock, that size rock? So Nimnu they came out, you're right, and the shear is Mloya Yad. You allowed to bring a handful of rocks into the bathroom, either there's no problem of Haitzah for that, or the shear of Haitzah is Mlohayyad, that's the shear that's Roy for bathroom, and also, or there's no Muksa, Kumlohayyad, after that they allowed, and they didn't make Issa Muksa, up to a handful of rocks for the bathroom. And the Gemara reason I'm really machlekes to know about that, Tanya, Rabbi Yisi Yemer, Kedzayis Ke'egeris Kebeya, Rabbi Yisi says the shear is Kazayis Ke'egeris Kebeya, like the first sheet we had before. Shem Rabbi Yisi Yemer, Shem Aviv Meloy Ayad. Shem Rabbi Yisi said, Shem his father, that's Meloy Ayad. And incidentally, Rabbi Yisi is the one who said Kazayis Ke'egeris Kebeya, and then Rabbi Shimon says, Shem his father, something else. So they say maybe his father was Chayzer. Like upon him, the shear is Meloy Ayad. So I'm going to go to the Braisa. Gimel Avonim Mekuzolos. You let it bring three sharp racks with you into the bathroom, and it's not a problem of muksa. The kamashurim, what's the shear? What size could these three racks be? Rameya Omer Ke'egos. Rameya says the size of a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeya. The shear is Kebeya. And the Rishonim speak out here also. These Mandi Omram are arguing on before. They are arguing on the Mandi Omram before. And before said Maloy Hayat, he was saying a whole different shear. Three racks, either the size of egos, or three racks the size of a kebeya. Each one the size of a kebeya. Omer Rav, my papa, Omer Rav, Chisto, ke machlekes kan, this machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if the sheer racks are keegos or kebeya, is ke machlekes kan, kach machlekes by esrig, the same machlekes by esrig. By esrig also, the shayla is, what's the minimum size of esrig? Rav Yehuda says a kebeya, Rav Meir says keegos. So he says, same machlekes here is machlekes by Esrei. Break the Gemara. You're being titled something that everyone knows, something that no one knows. Hasam Asnisim. The Mishnah in Sukkah is a Mishnah, and everyone knows the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda holds Kebeya and Rav Meir holds Keegos. Hacha Braisa. Here it's a Braisa about Shabbos, about Muksa that no one knows. So you have to switch it around. Ella Kmachloikis Be'esrei, Kach Machloikis Kan. The same Machloikis Be'esrei is Machloikis here. And we're just doing this for a simon, Rashi says. The simon, you should remember who holds what. So we're saying, just like the machlokes by Esri, everyone knows, as Rav Meir says, Ke'egos, and Rav Yehuda says, Kebeya, here by Muksa also, it's the same thing. Om Rav Yehuda, Avaloi es apayis. Even though we're allowing you, when saying it's not Muksa, because of Kavod HaBrias, because a person's honor, therefore it's not Muksa to use a rack for the bathroom, but a clod of earth, a pious is muksa. Why is it muksa? Because it won't work. It doesn't work. It'll fall apart. So therefore, you're not allowed to use it either because it's muksa. And I, the kalabrius, it's not going to work. My pious, I'm Rav Zera Karshine Vavlaisa. It means these clumps of earth from Bavel. Rashi says that the earth in Bavel is very porous. And therefore, when they plow, big clumps come up. That's what's called Karshine Vavlaisa. So, I'm going to Rav. Osor Lamashmesh Bitzrar Bishabis, Kederach Shemashmesh Bechoil. In those days, if a person had to go to the bathroom and he's a little constipated, he used a rack to open up the holes, and that somehow helped them go to the bathroom. So Zokt Rav, you now do that on Shabbos, the same way you do it in the weekday. And what's the reason? Voya and Rashi a little later on, and Tais over here, that the problem is because it's a psik ratio, they're going to pull out hairs. When the masters with the tsar, they're going to pull out hairs from them, you know, here, there's hair in that place, and the hair will come out. And it's a psik ratio, and therefore it's a problem on Shabbos of taking out here on Shabbos. You know, it's in a mechavim, but it's a psik ratio, and therefore you can't do this on Shabbos. Maskla mazutra, so lestakin, so he should get into sakana, because the Gemara says that if someone has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't go to the bathroom, it goes back and it causes him to be sick. It causes him a sickness. So it's chare sakana. So what do you mean? Why not allow him to do this? Why not allow him to do this? Except for a sickness called dropsy. It's a sickness. And he has to be able to go to the bathroom. And for the Gemara Kla'achayad, we allow it to be Kla'achayad. We allow him to do a Kla'achayad. And that we do allow him to do. Not, that says not Kederech Sha'os V'chayel. But you could do it a different way. You could do a Kla'achayad. You could use these rocks to help him go to the bathroom. Now, what does it help Kla'achayad? I have a psik ratio still. So the Sfasema says that it could be pshat is that if he does a klachiyad, it's not so strong, it's not a psik ratio anymore, that the hair will come out. So, the other way you learn is that since a klachiyad, it makes it into the rabbanon, therefore it's mutter al kavod habrias. That's the other way to learn. Either it's because it makes it into the rabbanon, it's kavod habrias, or because no hair, it's not a psik ratio, the hair will come out. The reason why the pshat of kavod habrias is a little shver, because not everyone agrees klachiyad makes it into the rabbanon. It's a big shayla. Om Rav Yanai. It tells us halacha. This halacha that we allow you to take a whole handful of pebbles into the bathroom, and it's not muksa, it's only if you have a makom kavua. So if you're not going to use it now, whatever's left over, you use later in the day. So it's all tzarech Shabbos, so it's muta. But im lav kechreya. But if not, then you only could use one stone the size of an egos and can't bring any extra. Kechreya means like the middle shita, which means between kezayis, keegers, and kebeya, that's what it means. Only you can use keechreya means kashira machriya rashas keegers, which is more than kezayis and less than a kebeya. There's other pshat in the Gemara. Taisa is other pshat in the Gemara, but this is how we're learning like Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So he's saying that if you don't have makam kavua, then you're only allowed to bring one stone. The other one is new shayla, according to Rashi's girsa. Maducha ketana shabasamim. Are you allowed to use, you have this little spice grinder, are you allowed to use that, is someone allowed to use that for kinuach, for wiping himself after the bathroom? What's the shayla? So Rashi says, it's imlach to l'issa, it's clean shalach to l'issa. And therefore, when we're at the shayla, you're allowed to use it. A fakebull or a shayna, what do you mean? If it's a clean shalach to l'issa, then it's mutter, because you're allowed to use a clean shalach to l'issa, tzarech gufoyim mekoymoy. For example, a hammer is a clean shalach to l'issa. But let's say someone has to crack a nut on Shabbos, he's allowed to use the hammer for that. So here he needs it for uses, so why can't he use it? So they answer that even if you're Rashi, what he means to say is now it's a klis shalach l'issa, it's a muksa machzav sar and kiss also. You don't use it for anything besides for grinding, and therefore it's also muksa. So Gemara Shaila is that if it's muksa here, are you allowed to use it for the bathroom? So Amar Rav Sheshes, im yeshala aid mutter. If there's evidence on this maducha that it has been used for other kinuach, then it's mutter. Because you see, you use this for kinuach already, and therefore it's mutter. There are 10 things that brings a person to hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids is a sickness that over there by the tachton. Someone eats leaves from reeds, vine leaves, shoots from the vines, any part of meat that's not straight, like tongue and other things like that, they're not straight. That's also could cause tachtonias. Blay melech v'yidu out salt. V'shedesh al dag. The spine of a fish. V'dag muliach shoy v'shul kol tzarkoy. A piece of herring that wasn't salted and wasn't cooked enough. It wasn't cooked enough. L'kol tzarkoy. V'ashoy seshmar yayin. Someone drinks the sediments of wine. V'amakenech v'sid v'charosis. If someone wipes himself with sid, with like a powder of a charosis and pieces of cracked bricks. And or v'tzarar shekinech v'chavera. Or uses a rock that his friend used. V'yesh emir avtel atzma v'tzikisei. Some say it also means someone who doesn't sit down properly when he goes to the bathroom. Balak upon, what do you see in this brisa? That if someone uses a tzrar that his friend used, it caused tachtonia. So here, how can you use this meducha, this grinder that has evidence that was used? Lemaisi, now use something your friend used. It's a problem of getting sick. Depends if the tzaya is wet or dry. If it's dry, then it's fine. If it's wet, it's no good. That's where the problem with tachlani is. You're going to use the other side. You won't use this side. You use the other side. Therefore, it's not a problem. One was from his own going to the bathroom. One was from his friend. From his own, it's fine. And here, there's evidence that here, it was from himself. So, the Gemara, if it rained on this maducha, when it tashed the shoe and it got cleaned off, mahu, what's the halacha? So revert back now to being muksa machzor and kiss, because it's vatal evidence, and now you don't see it was ever used for kinuach. If it still could tell that it was used for kinuach, then it's mutter, because still you're not going to use it for maducha, because it's pretty disgusting. So then it's mutter.